Working in the ambulance service is a very strenuous job, mentally and physically, and expecting people to work an extra 2 years past the current retirement age of pension age of 65 is, I don't think, feasible. And I think that definitely needs to be taken into account.
Nobody knows what really other people's circumstances are, so the government take it for granted that and treat everybody like the same, but that is not the way it works, really.